Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It has come to our attention that some of you are guilty of
superstition.
Dude, trust us. Winning after an XL pepperoni pie before every game is
just a coincidence.
Take a breath.
And maybe a diabetes test.
We're your home for the winning edge. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
Know about them.
Keep it here. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Game Time Decisions has begun. I am Gable Morenz, and I'm on the Grid Sirius XM channel 159. Let's do this thing. We're also on the clock, and there's also a ton of Game Time Decisions to make. Worlds are colliding, man. We've got NBA basketball. We've got college basketball. We've got Maction, college football going on. We've got NHL hockey. On Thursday, all the worlds were really colliding. We've also got the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. We got Donnie Wrightside, we've got Dave Sharapan, and we've got Andrew Anderson, a.k.a. Dubsy, in the house. We've got a full house, ton of games to get to, whatever sport you're into. Tonight's one of those nights, Cam. If we can't find a spot to make money tonight, we might be in the wrong business. What's going on?
Yeah, no, you said it. I already got a game for 6 o'clock. I'm not going to play every college game, but it's actually funny. I'll give you a clue. Your former backyard, small school. Bird are the clues.
St. Peter's?
Yes, yes. Peacocks, yes.
Not bad, huh?
Yeah, not bad. Peacocks, New Jersey.
Considering?
Peacocks. But,
number one, I have a lot of former backyards.
Yeah,
there's a lot of teams in the birds. Hey, you got to give me credit that I just called.
Yeah, I'll give you credit. Yeah. You knew that game was going off at 6 o'clock anyway. They're just tipping off now. I took St. Peter's plus the 9.5 against VCU.
No, I did not know because I'm not that much of a degenerate. I was unaware that St. Peter's.
Really? Oh, I love St. Peter's tonight. One of my top plays.
The peacock action?
Love it. Love it. I'll tell you, Gabe, VCU, not the former team that we know from years past. And St. Peter's actually has like one of the top kids in the country just reading up on this stuff. Like they're an underrated school of that have been good to us before. I'm going to take the damn points with the Peacocks to get the day started.
St. Peter's University, a private Jesuit university in Jersey City, baby. Jersey City. They were the closest game to me. They were the closest game, St. Peter's, but I'm going to be honest, I never went, and I hate to admit why, but you know why? They didn't serve alcohol.
Oh, that's a problem. Yeah, I guess.
Come on. I'm not going to sit through a St. Peter's
game. Oh, you could have been that guy
for a second.
Hey, guys. Hey, Ro, I'll see you in a little bit. Glug, 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 glug. Bring out the flask in your sock. Hey, come on, Peacocks. Let's go.
I'd be, if I was there tonight, I'd be at MSG ready to lay it down. The Champions Classic action tonight. Speaking of which, though, Cleveland State's on my bucket list. Are they playing tonight? I
don't think they are.
And you know what, Kim? They do serve beer and wine at Cleveland State games. So
of course
we've got to go.
That's on our list.
We go to a Cleveland State game, and then after the game, we go over to Northfield.
Okay. I got no problem with that, too. Remember, if we make a stop, if we're in the Ohio area, I really wouldn't mind going to like a Wright State game, hitting Dayton. couple hundred bucks in our pockets in Dayton, we could really live like kings.
So are you and I the only psychos in the world who are, let's go vacation in Ohio in the wintertime. Because we go to Cleveland State. You're right. We're willingly. We're going to Cleveland. I like it, Ken. Let's do the tour. We'll do the tour. You're right. Cleveland State game. Got to go to a Dayton game. That famous arena, as long as we're there.
Big time.
Got to go to
big
a Dayton time. Game. And then we'll go see your Wright State Raiders, and then we'll go over to the track for a night, Northfield.
That sounds like a dream vacation. Other people go to Bahamas. We go to Ohio.
In the wintertime.
In the winter.
I'm down. Let's go to Cleveland. Let's go.
I really want to go.
Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. I'm Gable Morenci, kicking with Ken Stewart, and we want to go to Cleveland. That's right. Unlike Odell Beckham, we're gladly going to Cleveland. He wants out. We want in.
Beat it, Odell.
Come to Cleveland. And I even hate Ohio State. Still, want to come to Cleveland. I don't. You know what? And people, you go to Cleveland, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I wouldn't step foot in that place. That's like the Baseball Hall of Fame, unless Pete Rose is there. Unless Slayer is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I'm not in. All kidding aside, I want to go to a Cleveland State game. It's one of those deals. Some people can. Cameron indoors always wanted to see a game.
Yeah.
Always wanted to go to Lambeau. Always wanted to go to Yankee Stadium. All those sort of landmarks. Whatever. It's always bothered me. I want to go to a Cleveland State Viking basketball game and just get loaded, Cam, and sit courtside and cheer the kids on behind the bench.
Yeah.
Go, Vikings.
You know
let's go.
To all you people out there, you got to know your audience. Me and you aren't. I'm not. They call me Cameron, but I'm no Cameron crazy. I got my own. Like I don't.
We're not welcome there.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like these kids are wearing like $200 like shirts with a collar. Me and you are wasted, drooling all over the court. I know. Cleveland State is a place where we can really, really get it done. Cheap, fun, good times. I'm with you. Like it sells itself.
You know what's always been the bucket list, can't do it anymore because they're not playing in that stadium anymore, but they still play the bailout game. I always wanted to be at the bailout game, Cam, in Hawaii. That was always a dream of mine. Like just some dumb game. San Jose State versus Hawaii, 12:30 Eastern Saturday night, and we're there in the afternoon just getting hammered in Hawaii at the game. I always
sounds
wanted
amazing.
To be at that game. Or like the Hawaii Bowl. Like the one that used to ruin our Christmas all the time.
That's
the Hawaii
a good point.
Bowl.
Yeah, and you know, where are you?
Remember
we're
just
spending our Christmas at the Hawaii Bowl.
Well, like you said, like I remember, dude, they used to know. Now we don't have games on Christmas Eve. Well, we don't have games on Christmas. What about the single pathetic losers that need games on Christmas Eve? Hey, Kim, it was a friend in need. The Hawaii Bowl. You know how many bottles of wine I went through watching that game over the
I've
years?
Done a lot of stupid things that night. A lot of lying.
That's the contemplating where you realize you're like, Christmas is ruined.
Yeah, a lot of ATM trips, sweating
in the
winter.
It's not even Christmas. I've already lost $8,000 on the bowl games.
It's done. Yeah, bad holiday.
The morning after.
I have to give Carmelo Anthony a lot of love right now. He's 32-1 for sixth man of the year, and I don't know why. Jordan Clarkson has been horrible. He's not winning this award. Hero and Harrell all deserve to be in front of
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Open the door to huge savings now at Menards. Enhance the appearance of your home with a new stylish garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection of ideal garage doors or design your own using our free garage door designer. in-store, or on Menards.com. Save big on ideal garage doors. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Carmelo Anthony, he's 32-1. You get that guy still in the mix, a month of basketball left, the hedge opportunities will make you blush.
It's the Morning After with Ben Stevens. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific on the home of the Winning Edge, the Sports Grid Radio Network. Let's get something straight right here. The Winning Edge
is not luck.
It's sports gaming strategies and information you can use
to make your own luck.
It's over. Right here on the home of the Winning Edge. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
It's game time decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're ready to throw this down like Nikola Jokic throwing Markieff Morris down. Ready to beat the book tonight. A lot of stuff going on here. Shout out to Johnny Roast Beef in Jersey, who actually says he was actually at a Hawaii Bowl before. He lived our dream, Ken.
Yes,
he lived our dream. Went to a Hawaii Bowl. Although there wasn't a Hawaii Bowl I wanted to go to. I just wanted to go to one of the DJing specials. Like, you know, Nevada versus Hawaii. I was saying, Donnie, like bucket list. Yeah, Super Bowls and national championships and all that. I like the more obscure things. I always wanted to be at the Hawaii bailout special game. You know what I mean? Sitting in the sun when everyone's stressing out the game at nighttime.
Hawaii Bowl saved a lot of people's Christmas Eves. I heard you talking about that. There was nothing to do, and the Hawaii Bowl saved you. And you would tweet it out like on Twitter or do something on social media. Why don't you pay attention to your family? What are you kidding me? This is my family. College football. Not at all.
I think it's done more damage than good, to be honest.
I agree. I think if we look at Hawaii Bowl in the past, I'm being realistic, I can remember way more broken holidays than positive holidays. Yes.
Yeah. Without a doubt. Okay, so listen, there's a lot of stuff. It's a lot of stuff to get to. We got Donnie Wrightside. So what are you looking to dip your beak into here tonight, Donnie? We got some college basketball that's underway. Of course, we've got some action tonight, NBA and NHL. I'll tell you what, I went 9-1 in the MAC last week. So just because college ball is back, I'm not ready to abandon some college football tonight. But let's start off on the hardwood here tonight, guys, with the Champions Classic. Champions Classic that's going down at MSG tonight. We've got the Kansas Jayhawks in camp, similar to the Hawaii Bulls. Kansas have been a big, like, they're that team where it's like, I always like them, and I always say after, oh, they got me again. Yeah. But I like them tonight. I think they get it done tonight. I think they're better than Michigan State. They're laying 4.5 points tonight. What are you doing with the college ball, Donnie? You diving right in? What's your approach?
Yeah, I'm going to sit back and watch these two games tonight because I'm one of those guys that's a big believer in KenPom statistics. And if I don't have any statistics, it's going to be hard for me to dip my toes in the water. But you can have fun because you take a look. FanDuel tonight does have the college basketball super boost with Kansas and Duke to win at +230. So maybe something like that. But yeah, I'd like to put that Twitter feel out to see who likes what. And everybody likes something different. So we'll see what happens tonight in these two games. But I'll be watching those for sure.
That's a booster shot that I'll take. With Kansas and Duke. So let's start off here. This is what's interesting, though. So Kansas laying 4.5 points. There's been 11 teams that are favored. All right. They've played 6 years, 12 games. There's been 11 favorites. One game was a pick 'em. This is interesting. Favorites are just 3-8. It's been an underdog matchup when you get these big time teams to go head to head early, just for the record. Yet you look at Kansas, guys. 71% of their production is back, of their minutes is back. They're an experienced basketball team. They've got their guys back. David McCormick is back. I look at Michigan State, and you know this, Cam, and Donnie, you've seen this. Tom Izzo, the shine is off, bro. Word is out. He's a jerk. He's pushing kids. He's yelling at kids. There's sex scandals behind the scenes all the time. Recruiting is down at Michigan State for basketball. Right now, Rocket Watts, who was a local legend, transferred to Mississippi State. This is not the most talented Michigan State team. I think that Kansas get it done tonight. Cam, what's your take on this? I know generally you'd be looking at an underdog, but I'm telling you, I don't think this is a good Sparty team out of the gate here.
I know one thing generally, too. Michigan State and Tom Izzo, they're slow starters. This is the type of team you don't come out of the gate with a lot of the time. They usually take tough games, play into their schedule, and then peak right before the tournament. It's something that has happened for years. So taking this team right out of the gate, I think, is a little bit dangerous. It's a lot, 4.5, it's points. But yeah, I think Kansas is going to win the game here. And that's the thing. I think be very careful with Michigan State. This is a program. It's almost methodical in what they do. They play tough opponents, get tougher by doing it. A little bit disappointing early, then they ramp up in time for the tournament. It's happened every single year. I don't think anything's going to change. That's the MO under Izzo.
It has been. I don't think they're going to be terrible or anything, but they don't have blue chip talent. They brought in some transfers and stuff. Guys left. It's just, like I said, it's the beginning of the end for Izzo's run in Michigan State, I believe. You look at this changing of the guard, too. Illinois are really good. Purdue are like Final Four contenders. Michigan are one of the top titles contenders as well this year. I think Michigan State are a little bit of a problem. And, oh, yeah, by the way, thanks to the Big Ten Football Conference, Donnie, for saying that they got it wrong and it should have been a touchdown for Michigan. Makes me feel better now against that Michigan State. Thanks, guys. Yeah. You know what's funny? I could have told you guys then. But nevertheless. All right, Kentucky and Duke, before we get into the football, Cam, what are you doing with this one? Are you going to be playing this? Listen, Cam, you're playing. You pulled the trigger on St. Peter's games. Are you taking this one or are you passing on the big-time stuff?
No, because I'm a different type of guy. Everyone in the world's betting this game. I like to be on the smooth side that no one cares about. Gabe, as you say, what I say? The other pillow, the cold pillow. Yeah, no one cares about St. Peter's and VCU.
The cool side of the pillow.
That cool side of the pillow. That's me and the St. Peter's Peacocks, baby. Here's the deal. Two contrasting styles. Duke doing it through recruiting, where Kentucky through the transfer portal, right? A lot of these guys moving, coming in there, but both very talented teams, ranked 9 and 10 respectively. I have a lean to Kentucky in this spot. I don't think it's going to be a very difficult game. See, this is the thing, Gabe. Wow, just because it's Duke-Kentucky, you got to bet it? I would consider this one of the hardest games on the board. I don't care if it's programs. That's the whole thing about betting. They give us a menu and a card. If I don't want the Shanghai noodles, I can go for the Kung Pao chicken. I don't care what's the most popular dish. I'll take something else that nobody's playing, and I feel better about it. This game is going to be bet to the nines, and I'll tell you, it is basically a coin flip, in my opinion. I have a lean to Kentucky.
You know why I like Duke here, Donnie? And I'm not really a Duke guy. Mm-hmm. Number one, this is Coach K's last game at MSG, bro. This is his second home.
Yeah.
And he even said, he goes there after Cameron. I don't love any place more than here. Man, he's won more games than the Knicks have in that arena in the last 20 years. Same thing with, like, Nick Saban. Saban's won more games in Atlanta than the Falcons have, I think. But it's Coach K's last game there. And I just love these early games. As you mentioned, Cam, Kentucky were a train wreck last year, right? Mm-hmm. And all the one-and-done stuff is starting to catch up to Calipari a little bit. So he goes the transfer route. And listen, they bring in the Kellen Grady kid who racked up like 2,000 points with Davidson. So he's a baller. And they're going to have ballers. They're bringing a kid from West Virginia as well. But I like the fact that the starting point guard is back for Duke. I love that, Donnie. Early season, you know, veteran point guard coming back here. You got Jeremy Roach back. Wendell Moore is back. And, oh, yeah, by the way, tonight's the night that we all get to see Paolo Banchero for the first time. Yeah. Number one rated recruit in the country. And a lot of people think the top pick in the draft. This is what's fun, too, about this, guys. The last time Duke and Kentucky played at Madison Square Garden, Zion Williamson rolled them. All right, it was a freaking track meet, man. They went over like 200 points. I think tonight's the night that Banchero makes a name for himself in this. Interesting number that I saw too. Duke Blue Devils 34-16-1 to the over in their last 51 games overall. I'm not playing the total in the early game, but give me Duke and the over in a nightcap, Donnie.
You know what's interesting about that too, because bringing that up, because usually when you have some of these other games here where you're playing lower level competition, but you're at home, you get that nice little feel. These two teams, I mean, obviously a hype thing in New York City at Madison Square Garden. Do we lean more towards the unders in these games? Because I know we just got the opinion on Duke and Kentucky going with a little bit of tempo, but Michigan State, not necessarily a tempo team. Kansas has that big front court. Are we looking unders in these games right off the bat with these big competitions? Or are you leaning towards overs here, Gabe and Cam?
I think it's hit or miss. I think the first one, listen, I think I saw 143s in the first one, and it's actually come down, Dottie. People are playing it to the under. You just picture the Kansas-Michigan State one being a little bit more muddier?
Yep, that's what you would feel, right? Yep.
Sloppy. You know what I mean?
Like, that means that's the game that's going to be 92-87. You know the
lighting it up. Guys, put it this way. Look at the football game last night in the NFL. Do you want to bet the under in anything anymore, Cam?
No.
Yeah, these games all go over, bro. Everything goes over. Like a 140, I can't do that.
Game time decisions.
Jimmy Garoppolo's not a serviceable quarterback. This whole coaching staff is overrated. This Fonda defense is supposed to be good. They're horrible. San Francisco's the biggest disappointment in the National Football League.
Instead of dating porn stars, that guy should be a grip on a porn set, all right? He should be like the cater.
It's game time decisions with Gabe Morenci and Cam Stewart. Weekdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. On the home of the Winning Edge, the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Winning isn't a mystery. It's remaking the odds in your favor by developing a strategy through deftly applied expert information and insights. Where do you get this information?
Right here.
Well, duh.
Get the Winning Edge. You're listening to Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
It's game time decisions. I am Morenci. We're kicking it. Raging Redhead Cam Stewart, Donnie Wrightside alongside SiriusXM Channel 159. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates as well. College basketball is back, but we got college football as well. As we stated, I'm going to be laying the points with the Kansas Jayhawks. I like that FanDuel boost up to plus 230. Kansas to win a game and Duke to win a game. I think those are going to be the two winners. Tonight I'll be playing the over in the Duke and Kentucky game. But this is a shout out for your boy Walsh. Tell him that his the crew better get it done. The Gales better get it done tonight. It's for Frankie the intern in the pit right now. Martino Puccio. Like I said, most like stations like ESPN and all these other networks, you have to go to Syracuse or Northwestern to work there, right? Yes, like it's all Northwestern, Syracuse, ESPN.
Excellent.
Pretty much everyone on the air. We recruit from Iona. Like, if you want to get into the journalism and sports media business and you want to work here, you must go to Iona University. Right? So, you must go to Iona.
I love it. It's so good. You want to work at Sports Grid? Where'd you go? Northwestern? No. You're too good.
Iona. No.
Yeah.
No, what?
Get out of here.
No. Northwestern? Fuck. Get the hell out of here, you son of a bitch.
Exactly. No. Go be a lawyer.
We will also accept Hofstra and Marist.
I'll throw Rutgers in there for your boy Roe. If somebody comes to Rutgers and wants in, I'll let Rutgers in. I think
no, the problem with Rutgers is they're delusional. These Rutgers grads think they're like Ivy Leaguers. Hey, I'm a Rutgers grad. That's true. Anyone locally knows. Hey, I'm a Rutgers grad. It's like, yeah, exactly. Hey. You're a Rutgers grad.
Yeah. Yeah, I like
all that. Right. Rutgers is a fine institution.
Yes.
It's a good school. I like Iona tonight. Lay the 5.5.
Oh, yeah.
They're
nice.
Hosting App State tonight. I don't think App State are that good. App State made it to the tournament last year. They lost some guys. Iona have pretty much everybody back. Dude, it's Rick Pitino against App State. It's 5.5 points. I'll take Pitino against the Sun Belt team. Iona are good, man. Like, Iona can ball because of Rick Pitino. You know what I mean? Remember, like, Donnie, when Lane Kiffin was coaching at FAU? They had a coaching advantage every night. You know what I mean? Like, what coach in that dumb conference was ever going to out-coach Lane Kiffin and out-game plan him? It's the same thing now. You're dead. You're a coach. Oh, who you got tonight, tomorrow? Oh, God. I mean, seriously, Cam, before you're going against Jack Armstrong, let's have a couple of drinks after the game.
I love Jack. Hey, settle down. Yeah, you're mocking Niagara Purple Eagles with our friend Jack.
No, I like that.
He was a great game player. He is a better Guinness drinker.
I love Jack. No, I'm just saying, Rick Pitino's a badass.
Oh, yeah. Give
you're the Manhattan team. Tonight.
Yeah, you're rolling with Manhattan. It's like, oh, here we go.
Jaspers don't stand a chance. What did I do to deserve this flat and flavorless Manhattan Jasper? Yeah, the Jaspers don't stand a chance.
Jaspers.
All right, Maxion, you ready for some college football, Donnie? What are you looking at?
Yeah, we're ready.
Start off with the first one.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
Let's roll.
All right, let's go from college basketball, college football. Oh yeah,
man,
the Buffalo Bulls. The Buffalo Bulls play for bowl eligibility. Take it on Miami of Ohio, coming off that loss in the rivalry game last week. I'll just cut to the chase. I like the Buffalo Bulls plus the points.
So do I.
I like the over. Dottie, what do you think?
I don't like the over.
Yeah, we were joking about that last week, right? Just take the points and pray, and these all three of those swept a card. You're taking the points. But I agree with this game, too. I'll take the touchdown this game with the Buffalo Bulls. Both defenses, I mean, average there, but you're right. Playing for ball eligibility, trying to get in, that's one thing. But also taking a look, I'm not so sure Miami's overall the most dominant team in this game. I'll lean on Buffalo to get the touchdown and keep it close here. I'm with you, Gabe.
Cam, the reason I like the over in this game, the Buffalo Bulls have scored 38 or more points in three of their last four football games. They need this game to get into a bowl. Listen, the home team has dominated this series, all right? The last 4 years, the home team has won. Buffalo beat them 42-10 last year. And Brett Gabbert, Blaine Gabbert's little brother. I don't know how many years eligibility this kid's had.
He's
this kid's
been
playing college football.
Come on.
Yeah, like Blaine Gabbert's like 60 now, and this kid, his little brother.
It's almost like you want to say move on with your life. Like you're not even at Alabama. It's like another year in Miami.
He's gonna get his PhD.
Like seriously, like what's the deal? Like what are you afraid of? Like the real world?
I can't lie.
Get out there.
I can't lie. It's the same quarterback for Buffalo, that Van Tees kid.
Oh yeah, he's the same thing at Buffalo. Hey Buffalo, I would like to go out and try to. You're not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere, Randy. You're the quarterback here, and you're staying another year. You got that? Yes, sir. Yeah. I do. Anyway,
that's
any questions, Gabe?
Yeah, you tell.
I had with
kids.
The total. I love these kids. They're playing forever. Yeah, the problem Buffalo is they have a couple. And you know, you're right. They have been scoring points, but there are a question mark at the quarterback position. I think he will play, listed as questionable in the game. But Buffalo, I think, is going to establish the run in this.
The
game.
Other kid's fine, anyways, Cam.
Yeah, no, that's my point. Buffalo runs the ball. And with running, even though a total of 57, I see like longer possessions in this game. I like Buffalo as well. I'm just not going on the total. Totals are more your thing. I'm going to take the side. Give me the Buffalo Bulls.
Donnie, you saw last week, Gabbert threw 492 yards. Interesting. They've thrown for at least 200 yards against everybody, Donnie, except the Cincinnati Bearcats. They will be able to. Listen, the Buffalo Bull defense, you can run on them. Everybody, they're terrible against the run. But Miami of Ohio like to throw the ball. They should be able to have success. I think there'll be points, Donnie, in this game.
No, and also keep in mind, when we take a look at November the 9th, they're usually maxing. We've seen it everywhere from snow to bad rain to windy weather. All three of these games then have really good conditions here for scoring, so that should help you out as well.
All right, so Akron. This is a tricky one. Akron are 2-7 straight up, but they're 4-5 against the spread. They've covered three of their last four games. Akron fired their coach. This week, even though they played kind of well last week, they covered. They covered for us. They fired the coach after a cover. So they fired the coach. Western Michigan had kind of been underachievers this year. They did absolutely smash them last year, which is a little bit of a concern. They are capable of murdering them. They beat them 58-13.
Yeah.
Yeah, this Bronco team's not fully in sync, Donnie. It isn't in sync. I think this is another game where there's going to be a lot of points. Normally, I'm not a fan of the or Tuesday or Wednesday nights, but when you come to the MAC, it does matter. The Broncos are 6-1 to the over, Cam, the last seven Tuesday nighters. So, in other words, every Tuesday night they play in a track meet, all right?
Yes.
I'm not getting in front of it. And the fact that Akron fired their coach, they got an interim coach.
I worry about that. Give me any reason?
Here's the thing. Give me the zips plus the points.
They've been great to us, but here's the thing about this week why I'm kind of looking at the favorite. The Central Michigan outright win. It's just one of these things. I just think the spot for Western Michigan to beat up on a bad Akron team could be this week. It is inflated points. Don't get me wrong. Akron's been great to us. When you take the 20-21, 24.5 seems ludicrous. But I'm telling you, I think the Broncos actually beat these guys by like 35 tonight. I think it's like 55-13. Like it's just going to be
an absolute. That's what it was last year, 58-13.
Yeah.
Donnie, you're the decider. Donnie decider.
Yep. Cam, I'm actually with you on this one, but I don't even want to worry about the point spread in this one. I see a lot of points coming in this game, but particularly from Western Michigan. Yeah. Go to FanDuel right now. You see the over 42.5. Both you guys are talking about 50s here. You love it because the simple fact is you have that equal opportunity. They're terrible on the ground, Akron, on defense. 5.8 yards per rush, 219.9 on the ground to give up, and then also passing, 8.8 yards per pass attempt. It's nice weather, as we said, in all three of these games. Western Michigan should go up and down the field. I won't even worry about covering that line. They'll get into the mid-40s and cover that team total for me comfortably.
I like where you're going with that. I'm comfortable with the over as the best bet in this game as well. As I stated, the Broncos 6-1 to the over last seven. And how about this? Akron 5-1 to the over in their last six games, Cam. They can't stop anybody. Right? No, like over. Basically, I hear what you're saying because I do agree, Donnie. I'm going to tell you on that because I think you're right. Western Michigan score 49 points.
Yes.
What's Akron going to score?
49. That's the key, 20? Cam.
It's if still
they give me 25, I cover the number.
By the hook. That would be 24.
Akron are capable of scoring.
It's like right there. No, you're right. Like, it's like a Ginsu. Like we're slicing
this. This is a crazy nut bet to game. Like game to bet.
Yeah.
Like you're laying. Well, we're going to do it. Like you're going to sweat it out on either side.
Yeah.
That back door is going to be swinging. I'm down 30. Come on, Akron.
Yeah. Right. That's true.
Okay. So this next one, this team's been great to me. Eastern Michigan. My cousin played hockey here. Eastern Michigan, their offense is on fire. They've racked up 107 points in the last two games, 3-1 straight up, and ATS in their last four, 6-3 straight up on the season. Remember, Donnie, this was the worst job in America, bro. Nobody wanted this job, man, at Eastern Michigan. It was like they Sports Illustrated put it on the cover, worst job in America.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're
shut it down.
Three,
wanted to shut the sport down.
Yeah. Worst job in America. Bobcats are 2-7 straight up, but they're on a run. They're 4-1 ATS in their last five. Bobcats have scored 26 or more in four straight games. I don't want to sound like a broken record here, but I like the over tonight.
Yep.
I like the over in this game. Donnie?
I'm with you on that. You take a look at that 31 points per game Ohio's given up on the season, and then you take a look at Eastern Michigan, 27.6. Both of these teams are suspect on defense and have good offenses here. I'm with you. Good weather, matching game, sign me up. Give me the over as well. I agree.
All right, what about the side? I think EMU, Emu, Cam. Let's go to the Emu farm. What do you think of this one? Cam's already sweating it out.
The game hasn't started yet. I'm like, oh, gee, sweaty. Ohio's so good to me. Ohio is your Central Michigan to me when I'm
they're terrible.
At a bar alone, sitting there with one game more, and I need them. They've come through so many times. I love the Bobcats. I know San Francisco.
Hey, this is a big letdown, Cam. Remember last week they beat Miami. That's a big win for them in a bad year.
Yeah.
You're right. EMU's a better. No, they're probably the best team in the MAC. I think Eastern Michigan probably wins this game by like 10. But Ohio's a gritty team.
I think you're Kent State. Kent State's probably the best team.
Yeah, Kent State's good. Yes, either or.
I made a mistake. Those guys can score. Donnie Wrightside, we're done already, Donnie. Thanks.
Look at that, man.
Pharrell on the bench.
All this talk every week about the Rams are going to win the Super Bowl. I heard yesterday 1,000 times they're the best. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
This Father's Day, celebrate the one who's always been your rock with a gift of comfort from Minky Couture. Whether he's relaxing after a long day, watching the game, or sneaking in that well-earned nap, nothing says thank you like the luxury of a Minky blanket. Soft, stylish, strong, just like Dad. Visit MinkyCouture.com or stop by a store near you and give Dad the comfort he truly deserves. Minky Couture, because even heroes need to rest.
Team in the NFL, my ass. They are nowhere near the best team in the NFL. And this guy, they just keep glorifying him. He was this quarterback in Detroit too, same guy. I think he's overrated.
It's Farrell on the Bench with Scott Farrell, weeknights 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific, on the home of the Winning Edge, the Sports Grid Radio Network.
There's listening to Sports Grid, then there's
listening to Sports Grid.
You know you're doing it right when friends ask you about the week's matchups. The wife is happy, and your teenager regards you with quiet awe.
Here's your slippers, Dad.
Keep listening
to Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
Game time decisions continues. I am Renzi. We're kicking it. Raging Redhead Cam, a Stewart. Dubsy will join us later. Dave Sharapan will step up and in. We got a lot of action going on. I'm going to put the bet in now, actually, just to get, since there's so much. I actually played a Moneyline parlay already that I just threw in college basketball style that I don't think has started yet either, so I could share it with you. This is a Cousin Sal special. I got a four-team Moneyline parlay. Georgia Tech, speaking of Miami of Ohio, I'm really picking on Miami of Ohio tonight. I'm going against them. So I got Georgia Tech to beat Miami of Ohio. I've got Bowling Green to beat Western Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I got Houston to beat Hofstra and Missouri to beat Central Michigan. Ironically enough, I'm picking on all these MAC college basketball teams tonight. That's a money line parlay. It's like it was like minus 148 or something like that. It wasn't that bad, actually. Georgia Tech, money line, all money line. Georgia Tech, Bowling Green, Houston, and Missouri, college basketball. Georgia Tech, Bowling Green, Houston, and Missouri. I'm gonna lay the 4 points here. I'm gonna lay four with the Kansas Jayhawks. I want to just get this out of the way before we move on. I hear Cam punching away here.
Yeah, doing
there
a lot
you
of go. Stuff.
You see, there's yeah. that big mitt. Nowhere, I'm nowhere near as loud. You can't even hear me. I'm gliding on ice. You're like Sasquatch.
You, dude. I'm going to honestly
moves come when you walk
and grab you by the neck. You're so loud when you do it. When you're typing an email, I can hear you from the kitchen. I'm going to stand up. I usually roll with the punches. You're way louder than me. We're going to settle this debate. I don't know how we're going to do it, but we're going to do it. So put on a damn question. You're damn right you do.
Did you just hear Cam punch away?
I just do it for a joke. Like, that's me doing the joke thing when we're talking about it. No, I'm quieter than a mouse. You can't hear me when I do it. Sometimes I do it loud, but most of the time, oh, yeah, you want me to keep it quiet? you won't even hear it, like a burglar going.
We're gonna have to check the tape sometime. That's what we'll do.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
we'll naturally just live in the habitat, and then we'll check the tape after.
Yeah. We'll just listen. Now, honestly, we've been having this argument for a long time. Somebody else needs to solve it because we're both standing firm.
Who's all right? Let's see. Lucas, settle down, Lucas. Lucas in Syracuse says we're both loud. Settle down, Lucas.
Yeah, he's right. I can't really debate it, but yeah, I don't know if we have anything to measure it, or, you know, with the sounds, but yeah, anyway, well, we're doing a gambling show here, Lucas. It's kind of got to get in the picks right at 7 o'clock. And let's remember something, guys. This is none of the 705, 708, 712 crap anymore.
Oh, that's a good point. Very good point.
These college games, like, I just need to make this announcement now. It's not like NFL, NBA, you know what I mean? NHL, brutal. Like, 8 minute, you got that window. Not college. They tip off sometimes, like, at 6:59. You're like, where the hell did the game go? It's gone.
Very good point, Cam. They don't play around with college. It's like an Olympic 100-meter dash. You better be there on time.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, so I nearly got this. So I got Iona minus five, and Jayhawks, Rock Chalk Jayhawks.
Jayhawks.
Minus four. Great to have college basketball back. Michigan play tomorrow, for the record.
Yes, they do.
All right, so
yes,
I'm putting Iona. I'm going to go a little bigger on Kansas just because I'm a nut job. And let's roll. So Iona Gales minus five against App State, and we're laying the four with the Kansas Jayhawks. Better just put these football bets in right now, and then we'll get into the hockey.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Football, college football.
What's your favorite game out of them all?
All the overs.
Just three overs?
Yeah. I think the overs are the best bet in each game. But I like Buffalo. I like Buffalo in the over. I like Akron and Western Michigan over. I like Ohio, Eastern Michigan over. I like Eastern Michigan minus the points. I'd have to say, Cam, on a level of confidence, Akron plus the points is the least one.
That's at the bottom of the scale. I couldn't agree more.
I don't really want to lay the points either, though.
I like Western Michigan today. And I honestly, 24 and a half is crazy. They're going to murder them tonight. This is the game where Akron, like,
it's
literally.
Come down. But that tells you some people, like, who did that? It wasn't public money. It went from 26 and a half to 24 and a half.
People are betting Akron? Oh, God help. You know, we bet Akron when nobody bets Akron, when the line's going the other way. That's the thing. When you're going, Western Michigan.
People don't. Yeah. No. But Cam, that's the thing. Western Michigan have been underachieving, but.
They have been.
What they played Kent State 3 weeks ago, they beat them like 65 to 30. So, like, Western Michigan could get angry and just, like. And another thing is, too. It's Western Michigan's last home game of the year. It's the last home game for a lot of these
I'm
games.
Sorry. I feel bad for Akron. They're going to lay it on.
They won't take the pedal off the metal.
Yes. Like, I think they could be up. Like, I think they might win the game. Like, I'm seeing, like, a 62 to, like, 17 final game. Like,
I think Akron can score, but can they keep up enough? What's the team total for Akron? Let's see what they're saying for Akron.
Well, I've already lost the St. Peter's bet. I think I'm done with college basketball already. That was
what do you mean lost it? Just started.
They're down 36 points. I got them plus 10.
36
in the first half. Now, yeah, the popular pick. Oh, St. Peter's. Oh, yeah, we're going to do. That's why you got to fade the public. These guys are turkeys. They don't know what the hell.
Don't bet on any team that's in New Jersey, man.
That's another thing.
That's the moral of the story.
Everyone, the guy went to the deli and said, hey, are you St. Peter's is playing tonight? Yeah, da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, Virginia Commonwealth, like, they're murdering these guys. Like, it's
Giants, Jets, Rutgers, St. Peter's.
76 to 43 in the first half. I'm like, I got plus 10. Yeah, I'm down 33
points. I won't use your famous words against you. You told me, this ain't the same old VCU game as you told me.
No, it's the same old St. Peter's, apparently. Anyway, that's what I get for, like, betting a game like
St. Peter's is like stupid. A good law school. That's what I realized living there, Cam. St. Peter's, it's not a basketball. Like, they have a good team. They're all right. But, like, it actually is a good school, that school. Like, St. Peter's is a good school. You got to be a good student to get in. So if you got to be a good student and they're not paying players, how good can their basketball team really be?
Yeah, it's a good point. Anyway, there's a lot of other stuff that we like tonight. That's the thing. Just because college basketball's back, see, this is good. I'm almost glad this happened. Now I'm not going to be frivolously throwing money around and going, oh, yeah, this team might be good. No, I like stuff on the ice, the NBA. We got Maction tonight. That's the stuff that's been working for us. Why screw around? That was a dumb bet by me. Very dumb.
Ohio State are up 35-23 right now on Akron. In college basketball, and speaking of Ohio State, I'm looking forward to it, to seeing the college football rankings. They'll be out in about 15-20 minutes, Cam. New updated college football rankings, which in the big picture, they don't matter. They do and they don't in a way, but like they do because they create pressure and put pressure on certain teams. Look at, you called it, Cam. We called it Purdue. Hey, look
we
at
call
me,
it,
I'm Michigan State.
Thing.
We're ranked
all
three now, right
teams.
Now. Boom.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Hey, you're
thanks,
in
Purdue.
People,
that
when you hear these handicappers say, oh, these rankings don't matter, I wonder if they, like, so what, you don't think the kids in the dorm room and in practice are like, damn, man, I was watching ESPN
they matter
last
huge.
Night. We're in the playoffs. We're in playoffs. Yep. Like, these kids fall for this all the time.
For sure.
Like, it
they
does
do.
Matter. Like, and it also matters for future odds betting, Cam, because you look at the rankings and then you read through and say, nah, that's just a smokescreen, and you get these odds and those odds and stuff.
You're right.
I'm telling you right now, they're going to screw Cincinnati. Cincinnati's not getting in, but we'll see. You're right, Cam. 76-43.
I told you. It's over. I'm glad. I'm almost glad it happened this way. I'm not sweating out a bad cover. Horrible pick. We move on.
I got to tell you.
Done.
I almost want to bet this game out of principle just because how physical it'll be. Virginia is playing Oakland.
Oh, yeah.
Michigan-Oakland. Michigan-Oakland, though.
Like, not Oakland. Yeah. Oakland, Michigan. Yeah. Yes, yes. Yeah, that's the thing. People don't know.
Yeah, against West Virginia, that's just going to be a slugfest. Like,
I like that game.
A lot of high elbows. A lot of high elbows in that one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I got those two bets in. I got the college. So, no, I bet the total's only here in college. Let me get my sides in, and let's get into the hockey. All right, college football sides.
There's a lot
all
of
right.
7 o'clock
I'm going to lay 24 with Western Michigan.
Thank you. I like to be on the same side. Trust me, we're going to be happy. Know what it's going to be? Just like this St. Peter's game. They're going to be up 33 at the half. Like, I'm telling you, it's going to be just like this basketball game, but in our favor tonight. Western Michigan is going to take Akron out to the woodshed.
I just agree in the sense that I think it could be close to the number, but if you do the math, I think Western Michigan will get into the 50s, right? They're going to get into the high 40s and 50s. So then you got to count on Akron scoring 25, 27 points, which might not happen. Like, you know what I mean? No. It could get 21-ish. Like, dude, like, put it this way, 50-21 does not surprise me at all. 51-21,
29-54,
54-23. Win. Like 30. The fact that it's come down, I can get it at 24, I'm in. Like, that's a more than manageable number.
I agree. No, I think they're going to beat them by like 30, 35, 38 points. I think it's going to be and the fact that you told me it's the last game at home in a disappointing season, you can bring people very, very happy. Send them home happy.
Oh, and they become bowl eligible if they win tonight, too.
Another
they are 5 and 4.
These are
like they're not like they're not 3 and like 6 right.
These
they're
are
5
big.
And 4. They're just you know.
These are big things. That's absolutely huge. And they want to make a little bit of a statement. Now, I think Akron's in big trouble tonight, and they've been good to us.
A lot of cash. Forget about it. It's the Maction Caction because I got a lot of caction going on here. A lot of cash on the table.
Yeah,
let's get into Mac. But why not? The Mac has been good to me. We'll get into the 8 o'clock game a little bit later on. So just for the record. You're just joining us right now. We're taking the Buffalo Bulls plus the points. We're taking the over, laid the points with Western Michigan, and taking the over. And then we'll get into the Ohio and Eastern Michigan once again a little bit later on. Let's get into the National Hockey League. And I figured I'd do my part. You can't just support the team when they're doing well. So I busted out the Canadiens jersey tonight, hosting the Los Angeles Kings. Last night, we were on the Los Angeles Kings. We gave you the Kings on the show plus a puck and a half. I didn't think the Kings were going to win 5-1 outright, but they did. Kings are now riding a 5-game win streak. They go into Montreal. Carey Price is going to be in the building tonight. He's returned. He's not playing, but he has returned. He just released a statement, actually, about an hour ago, detailing some of his battles. It was substance abuse. So he basically said mental health led him to substance abuse issues. So, yeah, God knows. So, Canes are 3-10. Kings played last night, riding a 5-game win streak. Leap of faith play. Montreal Canadiens get it done tonight. And it's a revenge spot, too. The Kings beat them 5-2 last weekend.
I got to be honest with you. I kind of like the Kings. After what I saw that game against the Leafs, and the thing is, I was checking out their lineup, Gabe. They do have a couple of their key players. Daniel, former Canadian, playing for the Kings. A lot of French Canadians there. There's a misconception, too, and you know this. You get up for two teams, Toronto and Montreal. Those are the two mechas. Oh, yeah. It's not just, oh, we're getting up for Toronto. No, the French Canadian guys, this is way bigger for them to go to the Forum. And L.A., Daniel, one of their bigger players, right? Like, it's a big deal. He went from Montreal to L.A., and he's playing great with L.A. It's a tough game. Don't get me wrong. Kings are on a back-to-back. I'm just saying, plus money. I watched these guys just terrorize the Leafs last night. The L.A. Kings got something going on right now. I think they're better than people think they are. It's not my favorite. I got another dog for you, but I'm going to stay away from this game. I want no.
I was still have to preach to me about the Kings. I bet on them last night.
Yep.
I bet on them, but not tonight. Although it's interesting, isn't it, that the Canadians suck or 3-10. The Kings are riding a 5-game win streak, and the Canadians are minus 142. That sort of lets you know. Like that it's not like a light number even. It's a real number. Right? Mm-hmm. It's a real number. Boston are laying minus 335 right now against Ottawa.
Parlay.
Massive number right there. More on the other side.
Pharrell, coast to coast.
So last Christmas, I gave my mother-in-law a 100 milligram gummy bear, and she fell asleep for 5 hours on Christmas Day, and my wife hasn't slept with me since.
Oh, really?
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
I think I would get double the sex if I did that to our mother. She wants to keep her comatose as much as possible. Wow, we have a whole different system going.
It's Pharrell Coast to Coast with Scott Pharrell. Weekdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 Pacific. On the home of the Winning Edge. The Sports Grid Radio Network.
You got a lot to consider. Stats, matchups, injury reports, travel, weather.
That's why we're here.
Get the Edge 24/7 on your source for gaming insights, expert perspectives,
and more.
We help make the odds
even.
This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
All right, shout out to Degenerate Dean. Fight Resistance, who sends us a picture and a tweet. Unless you smash someone upside the head with this keyboard doesn't make any noise. Evidently, it's sold as a silent keyboard, so to speak, which it's an incredibly nice picture, Dean. But if you really want to be cool, I don't know, send me and Cam Christmas gifts.
Is this
a recommendation to a link? How about a gift?
Yeah, no offense. Unless you're buying it for me, that's going into
for the record, I don't want a keyboard. I already have a keyboard.
No, I got enough problems as it is.
Space around me, exactly.
Yeah, computers cost me nothing but like never happiness. So no keyboards, no nothing.
No keyboards,
just money.
No mouse,
just
no
money.
Mice.
Just money, yeah. Money, pay safeguards, visas. prepaid visas. Those are good.
It's like Festivus. Yes. Give, send cash, make it out to the human fund.
Yes. We are humans.
We are humans. Yeah, so, we are. Well, I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
That's debatable. Maybe.
Yeah. All right. So my Iona minus the points. Game's coming up here. Iona minus five against App State. I bought half a point, and I laid four with the Kansas Jayhawks. NHL hockey coming up here. Cam, you talked about parlays. So what, Ottawa are in a free fall right now. What about, is it Boston, Calgary? You trust Calgary against the COVID beat up San Jose? What's the hockey?
I do. Calgary Flames are playing good hockey, and I'd rather not just lay puck and a half or whatever because I think Murray's back, but that parlay is not too bad. It's $1.24 on FanDuel with the Bruins and Flames. It's good enough for me. The one game I'm taking a chance with tonight, Gabe, it's a little bit later, but I got one underdog for you tonight. I thought it was 7:07. It's actually 7:37, so we'll talk about it a little bit later. Yeah, I'm not touching any of the other games. I like all the late stuff in hockey.
Man, I'm all in right now, Kev. Give me the Tampa Bay Lightning to beat the Carolina Hurricanes, and give me the Florida Panthers to bounce back and beat the Devils tonight. And I also like the under six in the Devils-Panthers. Call me Peter Puck. I'm ready to play. Put me in, coach.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.